And here is the writer's almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of March, 2015. It's the birthday of John Updike, born Reading, Pennsylvania, 1932. Father, high school teacher, his mother wanted to be a writer. Updike said, "One of my earliest memories is of seeing her at her desk. I admired the typewriter, eraser, the boxes of clean paper, and I remember the brown envelopes that stories would go off in and come back in." He went to Harvard. He joined the staff of the Harvard Lampoon as a cartoonist, but ended up writing as well, got an art scholarship, studied at Oxford, but came back to America to be a staff writer at the New Yorker magazine. He published his first books when he was just 25, a book of poems and a book of short stories, The Same Door, and a novel, The Poorhouse Fair. He was married with small children, didn't care to live in New York City, moved up to Massachusetts to Ipswich, and had great success in his early years. In 1960, he published Rabbit Run, the first of his Rabbit Angstrom quadrology, and at the same time underwent a spiritual crisis, he said, when his spirit could scarcely breathe. He said, "To give myself brightness and air, I read Karl Barth and fell in love with other men's wives." He wrote in an office above a restaurant in Ipswich. He wrote about 3 pages every morning after breakfast, sometimes more, published about 1 book a year, took Sundays off for church, published more than 60 books in his lifetime, including 28 novels. Updike said, "At the point where you get your writerly vocation, you diminish your receptivity to experience. Being able to write becomes a kind of shield, a way of hiding, a way of too instantly transforming pain into honey." It's the birthday of the poet Stefan Mallarmé, born in Paris, 1842, the poet Wilfred Owen, Shropshire, England, 1893. It's the birthday of George Plimpton, editor of the Paris Review for 50 years, born in New York City, 1927. And it's the 25th anniversary of the Gardner heist, the largest art theft in American history. 1990, a pair of thieves disguised as Boston police officers broke into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum shortly after 1 o'clock in the morning. It was the day after St. Patrick's Day. They told the young guards they were responding to a disturbance. They were in the museum for 81 minutes and made off with 13 works of art, paintings and drawings by Vermeer, Manet, Degas, Rembrandt, paintings which have never been recovered, and the loss to the museum was estimated at more than $300 million. The statute of limitations for prosecution has now passed, and the museum hopes that the thieves will step forward and return the art. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, "Spring Follows Winter Once More." "Lying here in the tall grass, where it's so soft, is this what it is to go home? Into the earth of worms and black smells, with a larch tree gathering sunlight in the spring afternoon. And the gates of paradise open just enough to let out a flock of geese." A poem by Tom Hennen, "Spring Follows Winter Once More," from Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.